You can listen to Mike Bullard live every weekday, noon to 1, on News Talk 1010.
All right. I gave you the situation. I'm joined by Dr. Oren Amate, renowned. Are you there, Dr. Oren Amate?
Oh, yes, sorry. You took me on hold for 7 minutes. It's unacceptable, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Unacceptable. You're dead to me.
By the way, that is the best way to handle that kind of rage. Just pretend the person is no longer alive. Pretending is a lot better than what's actually going on. This was a situation in a movie theater. This guy was a retired police captain, very well respected in the community. He was a director of security at Busch Gardens for years. And other officers in the city have said, hey, man, this is the last guy I would have expected to do something like this. So the situation was, guy was texting his daughter in the movie theater. This guy got mad, told him to knock it off, went out to get a manager, came back. They got into a physical altercation. Popcorn was thrown. Next thing you know, this retired police captain Reeves pulled out a gun and shot the guy. Have you been following this one?
I did. Fortunately, these kind of incidents are relatively rare, although they are increasing. And I've looked into this. I can't understand. I can't explain in this particular case other than he seems to have snapped. I mean, given his age, right? I mean, he was raised in a different era when you don't, as you said, you don't do these things.
Yeah, this guy, this cop was in his 60s. So I don't know if you'd call it a generational thing. I don't know. I always find that the younger people are, the more likely it is they are to snap, right?
Well, that's it. I mean, they were the ones who have been raised in an environment where this type of rash reaction, without any regard for the people around you, is becoming more the norm. And if you're raised like that and you're raised to believe everyone else does it, I mean, research clearly shows you're more likely to act like everybody else.
Do you think it's because people, there's obviously external ingredients at work here, right? Like somebody has a bad day, they're on their way to work, then finally something happens either on their way in or on their way home, and they finally snap. I mean, they used to say, you had a fight with your wife, you're on your way to work, that's what leads to an incident with a stranger. What do you think it is today that's causing all this?
Well, there are several things. I mean, like you just described, there was that great movie with Michael Douglas, Falling Down.
Yeah, great movie.
Right, which shows how this, the stresses can build up and build up. Bobcat Goldthwait did a movie, God Bless America,
right,
where it's a more recent adaptation of this issue. And what it really seems to be is, A, everyone just seems so rushed, all these pressures. But B, more importantly, with all the technology, and I never blame technology because it's the way people use it, but we are becoming distanced from other people. We're losing that capacity for empathy and to really see things from another person's perspective.
So I kind of see what you're saying there. Like if the guy had had his daughter with him in the theater and he was talking to her, maybe the guy would have said to him, hey, stop talking to your daughter. But the fact that he's texting her, I think may add to the rage in the situation, correct?
Well, it definitely could. I mean, having the daughter there would also have perhaps fostered more empathy. Saying,
right.
Okay, this guy's not just some jerk. He's somebody's father.
Right.
And, don't want to take that person away. He might be a jerk to me, but he might be the world's greatest dad.
So when you're in a situation like that, and I've been in it, I got a hair trigger temper, I admit it. I mean, I've gotten into road rage incidents with people. I've gotten into situations where guys have cut me off. I had a kid cut me off on my motorcycle 2 years ago. And when I pulled up to the red light, if that light hadn't gone green, I'm pretty sure I was close to getting off my bike and really giving it to this guy. The guy was about 19. He nearly killed me. Then he gave me the finger. And in a situation like that, no matter how old you are, I think testosterone really kicks in, right?
It does. And they've shown scientifically that I can't remember the exact number of seconds. I can't remember if it's 8 or 10 seconds. But if you're able to stop that path, that, the kind of where the blood starts boiling or how people experience it that way, and that testosterone and adrenaline really gets pumping, if you can block it off, which is basically the best way to do it, is to remove yourself physically or mentally from the situation or emotionally, kind of just distancing yourself, not letting that kind of that process begin, you have a much better chance of not getting sucked into that kind of, rage.
So is it the old story, count to 10?
You know what, there is logic behind that. It really is. And this is why people are having so many troubles with text messaging and so on, that because the person is not there in your face, there's a different reaction. You don't see the person. You don't see the cues. It's just this, someone has offended me, and I've got to do it right away, take care of it. And people don't count to 10. They start just blurting out things on text messaging or on emails or whatever else. And again, they let that process begin. And once you get sucked into it, for many people, it's hard to kind of just step back and reduce the feelings of anger. And
the other situation, too, is after something like this happens, if you're not somebody with a criminal background. So I think when somebody does something and it's out of character for them, they must be 10 times as remorseful after it's over, right?
Well, for most people, exactly. And they can't believe that, they did it. And the reality is, study after study since the 50s have shown, people don't react the way we'd expect them to, which is why you can get people, acting so far out of character. If you get the right ingredients, stress, a bad look from somebody, a bad day, you can see people acting totally out of character. And as you say, those are the ones who will show remorse versus like that 19-year-old guy who flipped you off or whoever,
Yeah.
He'll keep doing that over and over.
Yeah.
And if he got into an argument, he would still think he was in the right and he wouldn't show any remorse.
I think another way, too, to control your rage would be to imagine worst case scenario if you react, right?
Well, it's hard for people to get themselves in there in that moment. Afterwards, though, if you're able to get that initial rush, like to kind of block that rush off. Yeah, then you can do what you just said as far as, what's going to happen to me? Because when you get in that moment, there's a tunnel vision almost, and people aren't thinking about the consequences.
Right.
They're just going right full throttle at the person.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Oren Amate. We're going to take your calls on this. What situations have you been in?